Here we are live from CMC Rocks. It is Sunday afternoon. The sun is shining. The punters are out. There was a weird guy in a koala costume climbing up a tree before. It's all happening, as well as Brothers Osborne. They're here with us.
Yeah, what's up?
How are we, TJ John?
How are you, man?
Really good, guys.
Good.
Firstly, you just asked me what's the craziest thing I'd seen. It was the guy in the koala costume climbing the tree. What about you guys? What are you?
We saw an actual koala climbing something yesterday at, what's it called, Lone Pine Koala Sanctuary.
Oh, you were out there, yes.
So we saw the real thing.
Uh-huh. Yeah. Did you pat it and cuddle
yeah,
it?
Yeah, we cuddled it. But this koala wasn't nearly as drunk as the koala you saw.
No, that was...
He was only a few drinks in when we met him.
Yeah. guys, how you finding Australia so far? What's, you know... Did you have expectations before you got here?
You know, we kind of honestly, everywhere we go, we don't really have any expectations. We just don't know what we're going to get. And we kind of just show up and just ready to have a good time. And, you know, I think that honestly, even if I came into it with really high expectations, it would have exceeded them. It's been really fun being here. Everyone's been incredibly nice. The weather's been great. It's an awesome time of year. And the fans here have just been off the charts. So... I feel right at home. It's great.
Give us the Brothers Osborne story. How did you guys form? I mean, were we always going to be playing together? Was that the plan?
Well, as kids, you know, I mean, we would you know, play with our dad. We had a family band called Deuce and a Quarter. And then when we moved to Nashville, we moved at separate times, and we did our own thing for a long time. But we were still writing, still performing together on and off. And the band that I was in, TJ and I were writing songs together for that band. And long story short, that band broke up. TJ and I started playing gigs together, and then people started showing up saying, man, this is really cool. We love the duo that you guys are in. And we kept saying, well, we're not really a duo. We're just playing songs. And then people started showing up. We got signed to a publishing deal. Record label showed up, and it was like, wow. It just happened very naturally. But it wasn't like we sat down and said, okay, let's do a duo today.
Your voice is instantly sort of recognizable when you hear your voice on a record. Is that... just natural? I mean, do you have any training, or did you just open up your mouth?
And how, you know, when I first, and when I was in Nashville, I started getting hired to do demo singing. So I would sing songs that songwriters had written, and they would pitch them to other artists to record. And I started there for a while. I started getting used less because they wanted someone more kind of generic sounding. And that because
you're too bloody unique, mate.
And so, in that regard, I was kind of really bothered by it at the time. But for those who are listening, I had to really kind of realize, well, being unique is ultimately a good thing for me in the long run.
Sure.
And that's where I kind of really realized that I needed to get out and start singing songs instead of my own music and making a name for myself that way.
Just as recognizable as your voice is, TJ, John, your guitar playing, man, as soon as you start strumming and especially, you know, hitting some of those licks, I mean... It's something that's a little bit different in country music, I suppose. Did you have a sort of rock and roll
Man, I just grew up listening to everything I could get my hands on, you know. When I first started playing guitar, it was the era of Seattle grunge. I wanted to be in, like, Soundgarden or STP's Pearl Jam. I was obsessed with that. And then, you know, I saw Stevie Ray Vaughan play guitar, a tape that our dad had. It's called Live at the Elma Combo. And I was like, man, I didn't realize you could do that with a guitar. And that just led me down a path of listening to a lot of different musicians, everywhere from blues, rock, bluegrass, country, old school country, new country. And I don't know, you just kind of throw it all together, and that's just kind of what I do. But I feel like the rock and the blues always finds its way back into my playing.
There's a tune of yours called Pawn Shop, and just that intro.
Oh, yeah.
Did you come up with that first, and then TJ comes up with some lyrics, or how does that work?
Yeah, well, it's different every... I think that song, we kind of sat in a... That song, Pawn Shop, actually, we wrote this really boring ballad that was just... We would never do in a million years because it was just lame. Then we kind of put the idea of a pawn shop in the song. We're like, screw the song. We could write... Let's just write only about a pawn shop, and... That was just kind of one of the first things we started playing was that. I don't know. It's fun. I mean, every song is different. Sometimes he creates the riff, and sometimes I do. It's just every day is a different thing.
All right.
We were hoping to play it here at the festival, but we need certain instruments for it.
Sure.
That we were unable to fly with. So we'll figure out something in its absence.
Next time.
There you go. I like the way you think. Next time. There you go.
Yeah, well, you will be back, right?
Yeah. If you'll have it.
Yeah, we'll definitely have it.
Until we're kicked out.
Yeah.
Well, you won't get kicked out doing the shooey with the boot.
The shooey.
What was the game, mate? Tell me about that.
Well, I had no idea what a shooey was until about 30 seconds before I was drinking beer out of my boot. we were staying on stage, and at the beginning, I think it was "It Ain't My Fault," we stretched the song out in the middle. We play like a super long solo. The jam, like there's a big band jam, but we get really quiet. They just started yelling, "Do it, do it." And the truth is, I succumb to peer pressure very easily, but I need to know what I'm about to do.
Yeah. There's a lot of things.
Yeah, I'm like, do what? Like, how does everyone know? Yeah. Did everyone have a meeting before they got here?
And everyone knows what it is.
And what is it in this 8-year-old girl on her dad's shoulders? I kid you not. Holds her boot up and starts waving her boot. I was like, the boot, and then she makes the gesture of drinking out of the boot. I'm like, you guys are nuts. I love you. And then I was like, well, okay. So I didn't even know it was called a shoey.
Yeah.
And then I just poured the beer in my boot and I drank out of it, and they went nuts. And I'm like, man, I love you people.
Yeah, we love
you. We'll definitely be back.
Yeah. We love you right back. There's a song of yours as well, "Stay a Little Longer." It's been on my on my iPod constantly. I just love it. And then I heard the extended version where you just let loose on the guitar there, and I was just like, holy hell, what am I listening to here?
Yeah. Well, that's our thing, you know. I mean, you have a lot of duos, and they focus, you know, primarily on singing and the harmonies and stuff like that, and that is something that we do, but primarily we focus on TJ's voice and my guitar playing, which lends itself to be more of like the old school rock thing, to have the great lead singer accompanied by his side guy on guitar, and that's our approach. That's the way that we like to do our thing.
So you don't pull him when he goes, can I do the extended solo? You don't go, no, we're not doing that tonight.
No, I mean, we try to do that anytime we can.
Yeah,
honestly, for me, it's I'm just like, I really thoroughly enjoy playing rhythm behind John soloing, so I'm just back there just like, it's I don't know, it's groovy to me.
Yeah.
I enjoy it.
I mean, it's like we're not to take anything away from anyone else, but we try to treat our thing as like a band, like a real band, and our musicians play on the record. And that's one of the things we love doing. I mean, we'll play the 3.5-4 minute version of some singles,
we think a lot of people and country in particular aren't really getting into the music. It's just kind of singing the verse, singing the chorus, and on to the next song. And that's great. We have a lot of songs that do that. But we thought, man, it could be really unique, especially with the fact that we're a duo based off of me singing and John being a really good guitar player. That he's not just holding the guitar and running around on stage, like he can legitimately play.
So yeah, he can.
We want to show people that, and it's really interesting to me that you'll be like, oh wow, there's a 3-minute guitar solo, like freaks people out. But I'm like, I've been singing for like 50 minutes straight on stage.
Right.
And someone takes
a break, man.
Yeah.
What do you guys do for kicks away from music? I mean, do you have any other hobbies, interests?
I mean, it seems that music is our life right now. You know, I'm always doing music. TJ just picked up photography, and when I'm home, I'm either watching Netflix, you know, hanging out with my wife and my dog, or I'm just writing and making music. It's hard for me to find a hobby because it is my hobby. I truly love it, and I can't ever do it enough. So,
what about you, TJ?
Yeah, we get asked that question time to time, and it's always weird to answer that because, we love this. It's really a dream come true to be able to turn this into a profession. It's insane. I mean, we grew up, our dad's a plumber, our mom's a hairdresser, and so we grew up with humble means, and the fact that we were able to make a good life for ourselves playing music is just, I mean, more than we could have ever dreamed of. And so, I mean, it's still fun. That's what we just play and play and play. And I took a photography recently, actual like old school film photography,
nice.
not digital. And recently, really randomly, I just started playing a first-person shooter called PUBG. Have you heard of this game?
No, what's it called?
All right, so I'm going to digress for a second here. So there's 100 people who get dropped off in an island.
Oh, right, yeah, Fortnite. We got
it's
hit.
Like Fortnite,
yeah.
Except for it's this is like completely realistic. It's supposed to like magical land.
Healing.
And you have to like find weapons, and the last person standing wins.
Okay, it's the Hunger Games. Yeah.
It is exactly. And when it gets down to like 5 people left, it's incredibly frightening.
Okay, how do we play this game? Is it Xbox or
Xbox? Yeah,
yeah,
it's called Player Unknown
Battleground.
Okay,
and it's hyphenated to PUBG.
Did you get that, darling?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
There you go. Exactly. There you go. So this is your wife, you said.
This is my wife. Yeah.
So yeah. If he's ever getting on your nerves, just download the game PUBG and sit him down, and he'll be stuck there for 3 days.
Sweet. Perfect.
Yes.
What are you listening to? What's doing it for you at the moment? Who do you love?
Oh, man. We listen to a lot of music all the time. You know, we just really, I think we're always trying to find new stuff to listen to. We were listening, honestly, here, we got asked to, the other day, what our favorite Australian country artists are. And obviously, other than the obvious, being one of the most well-known being Keith Urban, and then Tommy Emmanuel, we really love him. He's an amazing nice. Australian guitar player. But we haven't, you know, we live in the States, so we don't really get to hear a lot of what's going on down here. So when we've been commuting around, we've been listening to the local radio stations and
some really great music.
I've been listening to 98.9 FM. That's
only 98.9.
There you go, exactly. Boys.
Yeah, perfect. The dial is just, we have it stuck on there. It's super glued.
So I like to hear. Very good. Gentlemen, we're big fans. Thank you very much for spending some time hanging out with us. Enjoy the rest of your time here.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah,
next time you're in the country, we'd love to have you in the studio in Brisbane.
Yeah, we'd love that.
Let's do it.
All right, perfect.
Yeah, I love that. And we love Brisbane, by the way. We're sold. It's a beautiful city, beautiful people, amazing food. It's outrageously expensive, but it's worth every penny.
It's good to see you.